There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to How to Date, a show about how to master the messy, complex, challenging, and bizarre world of dating when you really didn't think you'd be back here again. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imber.
And I'm your co-host, Monique Robin.
So I've got a hot tip for us today, Monique.
Oh, do tell.
That I don't know if it's a hot tip, but it's at least something that I'm trying. So you know how with our dating, we have always done what I would call parallel dating, where even if we, say, line up a date with someone, we're still on the apps. Like both of us would still be on the apps until we have a discussion around exclusivity.
Not that either of us have been in that situation, but theoretically, did a man want to be exclusive with us, we would do that, yeah.
That's right. So what I'm now doing is I feel like it just it puts you in a really unfocused, you in general, in a really unfocused and transactional kind of mindset where it's like the default is to just constantly be on the app. So now what I'm trialing is what I'm calling consecutive dating, where as soon as I have found someone, like had a phone or video conversation and have liked them enough to warrant moving to a face-to-face drink or date or something like that, I pause the apps and I just focus on that situation and I'm basically not doing parallel dating anymore. So I'm trying that. I'm going to try that for maybe a few months, I think.
I like that idea. And it's also so much less tiring.
Yeah, it is. And you just get to, like, I feel like it's more respectful to the person that you're dating. And I don't really care what they're doing. And presumably they're still in a parallel dating kind of mindset because everyone is, let's face it. But I know for me, it's like, I'll just be really mindful of and respectful of the person that I've arranged to meet with in person. And if it's a good date, then obviously I would be open to seeing that person again. And if not, then I would unpause the apps and move on, essentially. So that's what I'm trying.
I like it. It's also, it's energetically really nice because it gives you space to really be there in that date. I think when you're parallel dating, even if it's a good date, maybe you're not fully aware of it because you're also thinking about the other date that you've got to reconcile with.
Yeah, exactly. I like it. Yeah, and it's funny because it does go against my efficient nature because it is more efficient to do parallel dating because the quicker you can process people, in inverted commas, or screen them, the quicker, in theory, you can find someone that is worth having a relationship with. But I like it because I feel like I'm being really mindful and I'm not being unnecessarily distracted by the dating apps when I theoretically should just pay respect to this person that I've decided I want to go on a date with and just see how that pans out.
Yeah, I wonder if it is more efficient because when we are consecutive dating, as you call it, we actually can perhaps give more opportunity to that connection. So whilst it might take longer because you're doing one at a time, each one might be filled with more potential. Because maybe the fact that we are parallel dating, we're not meeting somebody because we're not valuing the connection.
Yeah, I reckon that's really fair because I remember with that three date night that I had that I feel like I refer to a little bit on this podcast. And if you didn't listen to that episode where I described it, it was basically two video dates and one drink in one night because I was trying to experiment with efficiency.
But Amantha's secretly really proud of it.
I'm really proud of it. But it was exhausting. Like never again would I do that. But I feel like I went through a stage where I was like, oh, yeah, I should just give more people a go. Whereas now the other thing that comes with this consecutive dating is that I'll only accept or pursue a face-to-face date with someone that I'm genuinely excited about. So none of this, oh, yeah, it's just a numbers game, have to go on lots of dates. No. So I would only, you know, pause the apps and go on a face-to-face date with someone that I'm genuinely enthusiastic about, which is also a change that I've made.
Yeah, I think that's a nice idea. I think it was me that gave you this advice to give anybody a chance.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, but it hasn't worked for me either. So I'm liking what comes with consecutive datings because clearly my tip of giving anyone a go doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes and I will report back as to whether this is a successful strategy. But right now it's serving me well. That is it for today's show. If you have enjoyed How to Date, why not share it with other people that you think could benefit from some of the advice that we are offering? And if you enjoyed this episode, we would love to get your feedback. Please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listened to this show from. And we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.